5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Are you guys ready for the rain? I think we're going to get some. I'm not 100% guaranteed, but it looks like it. Let's check out some temperatures. Looks like Granfield is the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma right now at 89. Tipton is 86 and 82 at Hollis, 83 at Eric, 76 at the home of the secret weapon, Cheyenne, 73 at Arnett, 83 at Fairview, 83 at the May Ranch, Lahoma's 82, Slapout's 81, and what else we got going on out here in West Texas? 73 at Lipscomb, 76 at Miami, and 81 at Dozer, and Odell's 87 degrees. All right. I've heard enough. My phone has been blowing off the wall this morning, and I was getting lots of text messages last night. Remember, you know, guys, I've always said there's always ag drama in Washita County. I am correct. So this weekend, some of us went over to Cordell to play at the two-day tournament. The Showdown at the Creek, the golf tournament. We played there last year. And so my partner and me, we won the bottom flight, the C flight. I mean, that's where you're not even good. No, I'm just not kidding. You're the low end of who's there playing. How's that? And so we won yesterday. And oh my gosh, you talk about people from ag businesses and Cordell and Sentinel and farmers and ranchers from Kiowa County, Custer County, Washita County, calling me a sandbagger. Really? Have you ever watched me play golf? I'm not a sandbagger. I play within my limits, though. And I am going to enjoy cashing the check today for your entry fees. So, get over it. But what's really disappointing is the most crap I'm getting from, I'm not going to say any companies or people's names. I'll let you guys figure it out. I get a call from the Cotton King, which I got a story on him also this morning. He said, man, I'm in here and these boys are saying you're a sandbagger and blah, 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 blah. This company and its employees that are giving me crap over sandbagging at a golf tournament, I wore their hat yesterday. I mean, I should have charged you for wearing that hat yesterday since I was in the winner's circle. Or maybe you should give me some credit. But I will tell you that some of that money I won yesterday, I'm going to come pay the rest of my bill. Hey, speaking of the Cotton King, he posts a video of his wife toting cottonseed sacks yesterday, filling the planter up. What's you guys' mixed feelings about that? Not mixed feelings, but feelings on that. Does cotton farmers, can they not afford to buy a seed tender? Or is it just the Cotton King treating his wife like he is? I mean, what's the scoop on that? Even peanut farmers have seed tenders. But I'm just saying that maybe Rhodes should be buying a seed tender for his wife to fill the planter up when they're planting cotton. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Just a story I heard. I mean, he posted it on social media, so I can talk about it. What else is going on? It looks like, according to most meteorologists, either on social media or on TV, are predicting anywhere from, for Western Oklahoma, 3 to 6 inches in the next 10 to 12 days, unless it all comes at once, that's going to be pretty nice. It ain't that much rain, but it's a lot for, because June is the second wettest month of the year, by the way. And we'll see what happens. First round's supposed to be here tonight or early in the morning. And then we're just going to have round after. I'll just bring it up right now. I was looking at the 15-day forecast here just a second ago. I thought it was. Where'd it go? Bear with me. I'm not that crazy. Here we go. So for the next 15 days, we got a 79% chance of rain tomorrow. And none Wednesday. Thursday, 55%. Friday, 35%. Saturday and Sunday, anywhere from a 40 to 30%. There's a 20 to 40% chance of rain every day for the next 2 weeks. So let's see what happens. Hopefully it don't all come at once. And is anybody have any success at all with fly treatment this year? The cow herds are balled up in all the pastures, and the stuff we're using, it probably hasn't kicked in yet. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks for it to kick in the minerals. But besides spraying every other week or every week, or is anybody having any success at all? Because all I seen yesterday between Cordell and Carter, Oklahoma, was balled up bunches of cows in the pastures or in the water if they had any ponds to get into. So if you do have any had any success, and I haven't tried my homemade treatment, I'm waiting on this mineral stuff to kick in and see if it works. But if you don't mind sharing it with our listening group, 580-225-9697. If you don't mind shooting me a message to share with our public. Our wheat contest, guessing at each elevator what the first load was going to be moisture-wise and weight-wise. We're going to have to do that next year, because over the weekend, three or four elevators have already got their first test loads in. Brinkman, I'll share that one with you. The Dameron's got a load in. Jack and Jake. Jake called me yesterday saying they got theirs, and I'm not going to guess at what he told me yesterday. Here we go. They took a load in of Jagger wheat seed, 13.4 moisture, 63 was the test weight at Brinkman. But a bunch of the elevators already got it in. So I'll just start it at the last week of May last year, go from there. So I'm sorry. And I'll have some really good prizes for next year, and I'm going to try to give out more than just one. And we'll have maybe one, get a half a dozen for, because we got so many elevators. And this is elevators, whether it's in Woodward, Oklahoma, or Kansas, or down here, we're going to have that contest. So I'm sorry. I just don't think it'd be fair, be a fair contest with guessing that, since some of the elevators have already taken it in. According to the Cotton King, his wife doesn't touch the seed. She just sets the bags up there. I know that's a problem. Yeah, it is. It doesn't matter whether she touches the seeds or not. It's her toting a bag of cotton seed up to the planter. That's a bunch of crap. Come on, Cotton King. Set the standard. Let's go. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures fell in overnight trading and amid favorable weather forecast in U.S. growing areas. Rain fell last week and over the weekend in parts of Iowa, Illinois, the largest producers of beans and corn in the U.S. according to the National Weather Service maps. More precipitation is forecast today into tomorrow in parts of both states, according to the forecaster. About 76% of the U.S. soybeans were planted as of last week, up from 7 days earlier. In the prior five-year average, 68%, the USDA said in the last week. Half of the crop had emerged, up from 34% a week earlier, and the average of 40% this time of the year. The agency is scheduled to update its weekly crop report, progress report, that is, this afternoon. Soybean futures were also lower amid disappointing export sales. Exporters sold 146,000 metric tons from U.S. supplies in the week that ended May the 22nd, according to the USDA on its report on Friday. That's down 53% week over week and 58% from the prior four-week average. Shipments of soybeans were reported at 209,300 metric tons during the week, the lowest since the marking year started last September the 1st. Sales of corn for offshore delivery fell 23% on a weekly basis and 34% from the average of, of 916,700 metric tons. Exports for the week rose 1% to 1.6 million tons. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 4.25 to 1037 and a half a bushel overnight on Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 250 a ton, short ton, to 293.80, and soy oil futures gained 0.15 cents to 47.04 cents a pound. Grain futures, meanwhile, were higher overnight on a weaker dollar. The value of the greenback against a basket of its counterparts dropped 0.5% to an overnight trading and is now down almost 4% from a year earlier. A weaker dollar makes U.S. goods, including ag products, more attractive to overseas buyers. Corn prices overnight was up 2.25 to 446 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery added a nickel to 539 a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 6.25 to 539 and a half a bushel. Let's see here. According to this report, out of successful farming, prices received by farmers dropped month to month, but were up on an annual basis, according to data from the Ag Department. The April prices received index fell 3.6% from March, but were up 12% year over year. The livestock production index in April plunged 8% from the previous month, but jumped 18% from last year. The crop production index, meanwhile, was up 4.9% from March, but was down 1.1% from a year earlier. Ag producers saw lower prices received for eggs, milk, lettuce, and hogs. According to the USDA, they received higher prices for cattle, broilers, strawberries, and calves. In April, there was a decreased marketing of corn, cattle, soybeans, and hay, and increased monthly movement for strawberries, milk, broilers, and market eggs. The April prices paid index was up 0.5% month to month and up 5.8% from April last year. Higher prices were paid during the month for feeder cattle, milk, cows, nitrogen, and hay, and lower prices were paid for feeder pigs, wages, and complete feeds, according to the USDA in its report. There you have it. Before I go to break, I just want to take just a moment of silence for one of my listeners. I really love this guy, and as a matter of fact, he's Sugar Daddy's father. But Jake Silt, farmer and rancher from there between Carter and Sarah, passed away yesterday at noon, I believe. And I just want to tell everybody we're going to miss Jake. I enjoyed going by and honking at him when he was sitting out on the front porch, and he was an avid listener of the show, and sometimes he liked my stuff, sometimes he didn't, but Jake was a good guy. I wish I'd have met him earlier in my life and known him longer, but I've known him for about, 10, 15 years now, but we lost a good one. So if you don't mind, before we go to break, I want to take just a few seconds of silence.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pump. pivot. Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil controlled torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee Trade-In event at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 23rd. 1,684 head were sold, 9 head of steers at 334 brought 490, 14 at 426 brought 417.50, 13 at 537 brought 375, 3 at 578 brought 345, 5 at 615 brought 328, 7 at 659 brought 327, 3 head of heifers at 445 brought 360, 2 at 500 brought 335, 5 at 58 brought 310, 20 at 756 brought 273, 21 at 854 brought 258, 33 at 877 brought 264.50. Butcher cows were 30 to 172. Butcher bulls brought 145 to 206. Bred cows 1325 to 3600. Pairs brought 1600 to 3650. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Apologize, that break we took was a OCA break, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break. It's their happy hour all day today. Odell, Texas. 88 degrees, heat index of 95, humidity's 59, dew point 72. The winds are out of southeast at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 11. Peak wind gust, 20 miles an hour. No rain so far this month. 8-inch soil temperature, 79 degrees. There you have it. Man, I tell you what. Cotton King says not all farmers are rich, and that's why you don't have a seed tender. Well, listen up, Cotton King. I got a story for you. Seed tenders make a great summertime buy. The majority of seed is sold in bulk rather than bags nowadays, unless you're primitive, and a seed tender is an important tool to make planting more efficient. With tank and box-style carriers, farmers can choose which style fits their operation best. Which is more common? The popularity is a direct reflection on each farmer's seed handling preferences, says Jacob Mason, Under Firth Product Support and Development Manager. Some farmers prefer to run the seed boxes right to the planter, while others like a large capacity and go for model with larger tanks. It also depends on the number of varieties you prefer to plant. He continued, he said, you can go up four different boxes or are on our 410 unit, but on the bulk tank, we have two separate compartments. As planter sizes grow, so do the need for longer conveyors on seed tenders. If you recently upgraded your planter, make sure your seed tender can reach the central fill tanks. Conveyor tubes also come in different diameters. A 6-inch conveyor tube can do 16 bushels a minute on unload, whereas 8-inch tube can do 35 bushels a minute, which is double what 2 inches of diameter, additional 2 inches of diameter can do. A larger tube can really increase your planting proficiency. You don't. Andy Campbell, director of insides of Tractor Zoom, said that unsurprisingly, used seed tenders follow seasonal sales patterns. I looked at data for close to 3,000 seed tenders sold at auction, and 25% of the sales occur in March, including February and April. About 40% of those sell in the 3 months year-end sales in December, and make up year-end sales only make up 20%. So the best time to find a good buy at the auction is post-planting. Looking at this chart here, December, February looks good. August and July is not bad. I don't think there's any bad time, really, according to this chart here. But December and February really go off the charts when you can buy, make a good deal on a seed tender. And if you can't find what you want at auction, engage with your dealer. Because if they don't sell them in June or July, they have to hold it until probably the next spring. So they may be willing to work with you. So, Cotton King, sounds like you need to be thinking about this month or next month, maybe August, you find a good deal for Tammy for a good seed tender, and then you can use it for fall harvest with, when you're planting your wheat and barley. That's what it's saying here. He added that the market for seed tenders has largely avoided some of the supply issues of the past few years, and dealers report selling them almost as quickly as they hit their lots. For one, the price point is reasonable for the value it provides. Campbell said, since so many people are going to central field planters, it's kind of a necessary. He added, it's nice to have upgrades such as remote automation and scales. I'm telling you what, the scales on them ones we were using during peanut planting here a few weeks ago, that's the stuff. All those increased functionalities really allow a single farmer to plan on their own without having to be serviced, and that if the farmer's older, it makes a huge difference. There we go. Now we're getting down to Rhodes deal. It's older because you're not having to torque your shoulders or hands or control the controls that alleviate all that. This does it all. Mason said, Under Firth offers features including wireless remotes, which can operate the door control, conveyor, up and down, momentum. A premium package adds wirelessly moving the conveyor side to side and controlling the engine throttle. Pretty cool stuff. So, some sales data real quick before we go to our next break. A search of Big Iron auction results for 2020 and newer seed tenders returned 41% recent sales with an average of $19,620. The highest price unit was $49,000 for a 2021 J&M LC390 Tri-A in Kansas, and the lowest one was for $3,500 for a 2020 Crustbuster Speed King in Oklahoma. TractorHouse.com told a similar story with 66 recent auction results for a model year 2022 and newer. The highest price for a 22 Meridian 375 in Texas sold for $51,000, and the lowest one was a 22 Patriot 100 in Indiana for $6,000. The average sales price was $21,517. Typically, bulk tenders sold on the higher end versus box style. Other factors influencing resale value was auger length and remote control features. Of the 66 sold on Tractor House, 13 were Underfirth and J&M models, followed by 10 Patriots, with the remainder from a variety of other manufacturers. Big Iron posted sales of 6 J&Ms, Meridian, and Patriots, 4 Strobles and Underfirths, and the remainder from other brands. Campbell noted a 10% depreciation rate per year across the board. So it loses 10% of its values. So there you go. Can't say much more about a seat tender. They are nice. That's all I can say. Okay, so Cotton King brings up a good story here. I don't know what they're doing on the cotton or the corn or anything else, but on the peanut side, you're getting it by the tote. It's rare you can get it in the bag anymore on the peanut side, and then whatever you got left over is yours. But you never know when one of your fellow peanut farmers needs some seed, or you donate it to the NRCS and their state trappers for hog bait and write that off your taxes. So it's not a total loss, because I know every farmer and rancher needs a tax write-off. It's a good point. I don't know. I bet most of the companies are going to start leaning towards all these seed boxes and totes from now on. Not totally. You like oats and Sudan and iron and clay peas and stuff like that. I think you're going to still be able to get stuff like that in sacks, but cotton and corn, maybe. I don't know about corn, but peanuts, definitely. You can only get it in 2,000-pound totes now. So it is what it is. That's a good point, though. Thanks, you, Jimmy Rhodes, for that. All right. Let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ready, Western Oklahoma, the Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, hey, you're not an in-betweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Your work is finally done for the day, so you put up the equipment, get into your pickup, and drive home. You eat a hot supper, take a hot shower, and sit down on the couch. Feels good to be home, done with the day's work. Done a lot sooner than you thought you'd be. This day could have gone a lot worse. You could still be out there trying to finish because of all the lost time you could have had this morning. About 20 minutes into your day, you busted a hose. You'd barely begun your work when the equipment stopped. It just stopped. In the old days, that would have meant a couple hours lost time while you drove into town and had it replaced. But today, it took you just a few minutes, because a few months ago, you started having American Hose and Supply bring you hoses and fittings before you needed them. American Hose and Supply, inside the Camrock building, next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. Or call 821-4413. Be ready when you bust a hose and make the best of it.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Ceiling, 84 degrees, feels like 88. Heat risk is low. Dew point 70, humidity 62. The winds are out of the south at 12 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.96 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73 degrees. Sunset at 8:48. 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 91 for a high. Tonight, winds continue out of the south at 15 to 17 with wind gusts up to 25. And a 50% chance of rain with 66 for low, so it ain't going to get very cool tonight. But tomorrow, mañana, 84 degrees, 80% chance of rain showers. South winds switching from the north, be coming in from the north, 15 to 17 miles an hour with 84 for a high. Nice looking forecast. What do you guys think? All right, let's see here. Let's do a grain market update, see what the cash market or the board's looking like now. Don't look too shabby for the most part. Corn, July, 441, down 3. September's 422, down 3/4. Soybeans for July, 1034, down 7. August, 1028, down 8 1/4. Soybean meal, July, 295.10, down 120. And August is 298.70, down 130. Soybean oil is down at 46.34 for July. Hard red winter wheat, 541, up 7 3/4 for June. It's up 7.5 at 554 for September. And cotton, July 66.49, up 143. Oil out of West Texas, July 62.93, up 214. Natural gas creeping back up there towards that $4 mark at 369 for July. Looks like the NASDAQ and the S&P are all in the green. The Dow's a little bit in the red. Live cattle, June 216.52, up 105. August 210.92, up 157. Feeders for August 301.67, up 285. September 365, up 295. And lean hogs, June 187, down 45. Very, very, very interesting. Let's see here. Here we go. Got one more story before we go to break. I've got Amaria. Oh, my brain just went dead. Hang on a second. I got it right here. I got lots of brain dead stuff going on. There we go. Yeah, from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, we're going to be talking in the last segment about the In the Weeds Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerators. And my special guest is going to be, I just talked to her on the phone a little bit ago. There we go. Yeah, hang on. I got this. Oh, sorry. When I'm doing my show. Yes, Amaria. I knew what her last name was. Amaria Bartel. if I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. I know I'm not. Spencer just texted me. So anyway, we got that coming on at talk to her here in just a few minutes. So let's talk about the USDA. They just announced yesterday about Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins announced the early release of emergency livestock relief program payments to assist livestock producers impacted by severe droughts and wildfire events in 23 and in 2024. The USDA is delivering on its commitment ahead of May 30th target date, providing timely financial relief to those who have been hit the hardest. The Department of Agriculture is stepping up to support livestock producers by expediting disaster payments when drought and wildfire strike, said Secretary Rollins. Under President Trump's leadership, USDA has the backs of ranchers, and that's why we're delivering much-needed emergency relief ahead of schedule. The USDA's Farm Service Program is using existing livestock forage disaster program data to calculate the ELRP payments and expedite disbursement of that money. Eligible livestock producers with approved LFP applications on file for 2023 and 24 will receive payments automatically. No additional application is required. Please do not call your FSA offices and ask them where your check is. Just let them handle it. And then if the checks do go out and you don't get one, then that's when you can call them and harass them. But other than that, just leave it alone. They got if you got application on hand for 23-24, which I know in Beckham County, that was taken care of last year, I believe, maybe even the year before. It's on hand. They got it. Promise you, they sent out deals for you to fill out. The announcement was met with strong support from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Cattlemen and cattlewomen across the country have faced heartbreaking losses from droughts and wildfires, said the NCBA president. And we are so grateful that Secretary Rollins understands the devastation caused by these national disasters and is working to make cattle producers whole again. We appreciate the USDA standing with farmers and ranchers and being invested in this deal. The ELRP payments are part of a broader disaster response funded by the American Relief Act of 2025. How about that? So, here we go. Let's see what happens. We'll see what goes on. All right, let's go ahead and take our last Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies. Brian Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
All of us have visions and dreams about how we want to spend our golden years. Imagine how you define your golden years, because whatever you dream about comes with a cost. Will you be able to afford these costs and make your potential 30-year dream a reality? Retirement will be here sooner and faster than you think. So imagine if you actually will be living the dream when the time comes, or will you still be dreaming? The planning process can seem like a giant jigsaw puzzle. After retiring and disconnecting from your steady paycheck, will your 401k be able to replace that paycheck? Did you procrastinate too long and not save enough or in the right way to feel confident you won't run out of money before you run out of life? Or will you be scared to spend money and enjoy your golden years for fear of running out of money and then ultimately being the richest person in the cemetery? This is Brian Bacca with Advanced Financial Strategies. Give us a call at 323-6800. Look at our website, retirewithbacca.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
As cattlemen, we know that our winter feeding program is one of the largest factors in our bottom line. At Canadian Animal Health and Nutrition, we continue to look for new opportunities in the feed industry. The newest product is a 28% protein and a 9% fat extruded distiller's cube. This new cubing process creates a cube with more fat, better structural integrity, and a lower cost per pound of protein than traditional milling processes. Give us a call at Canadian AH&N in Canadian, Texas for more on this and all other options for your winter feeding program.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some weather for southwestern Oklahoma. Get my mouse to work here. It's not working. There we go. I got her going. Let's go to Altus. Altus, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 85. It's not the right town. There it is. Change. Sorry. Computer's a little slow today. 89 degrees at Altus. Feels like 94. Dew point 70. Humidity's 54. The winds are out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour. 2.74 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 75. Sunset 8:45. 20% chance of storms today. 96. Tonight, 70% chance of rain and 71 for a low. And 80% chance of rain showers tomorrow and 87 for a high with winds out of southwest. Well, on the phone with me right now from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau is Amory Bartell. Did I get all that right?
You sure did.
You wasn't going to say if I did or not, are you?
I answer to any variation.
You're such a good class, because I know you probably don't know me very well, but me and my pronunciation of words can get out of hand pretty quick.
I understand.
All right. Well, let's see here. Coming up this Wednesday, I'm trying to get to my email. There it is. Coming up this Wednesday, you got a lot going on. Explain to everybody what the In the Weeds Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerators. Tell everybody what that is.
Absolutely glad to. So at Oklahoma Farm Bureau, I manage the Economic Development Department, of which we have several programs for rural and agricultural entrepreneurs. One of the classes coming up actually in Elk City on June 4th is OKFB In the Weeds. And essentially what we're doing there is we're getting in the weeds on business funding. We hope that all of the revenue and sales are carrying businesses, but sometimes to grow and do new things, you might need funding from an outside source. And that can be a daunting task from time to time to know where to start. What kind of funding do you need? What are the things you need to have to get funding, like a business plan, for example? That's what OKFB in the Weeds is designed for. We're getting in the weeds on how to get funding for your business. So in this class, we are talking about business planning and business financials. So let's say you want to go to the bank and ask for a loan. They're going to want to see your business plan. They're going to want to see your financial projections. We are offering a software that we're paying for on behalf of the business owner to build all of that out. If you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't need funding right now, but maybe in a year my business might need that, hey, let's go ahead and put the tool in your toolkit and learn these valuable skills so that you have them. And I'll also throw out there that OKFB in the Weeds doesn't stop with this class. We still have two classes left, one in quarter three and one in quarter four of this year coming back to Elk City. So if maybe you don't need a business plan today, but you think you might want to fill out a loan application in the future, we've got a class coming for that as well. So like I said, this is a really great class to pursue funding of any kind.
Can you give us an example? Because this is not the first year for this, right? You guys had it last year, if I remember right.
Well, we have been in the entrepreneurial space since about 2022, and we launched with a program called Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerators.
Right.
And that is a program that essentially takes rural business owners or agricultural business owners and puts them through educational curriculum together in what we call a cohort over a period of time to help the business reach profitability more efficiently, or if already profitable, to achieve the next goal. How do we want to increase and grow? And so that's how we first stepped into supporting rural small business owners, was through this business accelerator. Since we launched, we've worked with 32 rural Oklahoma small businesses and 28 rural Oklahoma communities. And those folks have created 74 jobs across the state of Oklahoma, and they've raised more than $11 million in funding. So that's how we started, was with this business accelerator. But we realized that some folks maybe didn't want to commit to a six-month experience, or they didn't feel like the accelerator was the right fit for them. And so that's when our team said, well, what's something else we can offer to rural entrepreneurs in maybe a smaller setting with less commitment? And that's where OKFB in the Weeds came to fruition. We took a few of the core things that we are teaching in the accelerator, and we made it in a more bite-sized approach for those folks that want to receive assistance, but maybe want to receive assistance in a different way.
Right. So do you have a right off the top of your head, I'm putting you on the spot here, do you have an example of a business that's come through this program? I mean, if you can name the business, that's fine, and what they do, because it's ag-related, correct?
We have a pipeline for ag businesses, and if I will also throw out there that if you're in agriculture, you're in business.
Yes.
So I think that's important to note as well. But we do have an ag-specific pipeline. However, this program is not exclusive to ag businesses, and In the Weeds is actually available to any rural small business. Whether you're in agriculture or coffee shop, you're a great fit for In the Weeds. But I can give an example of the types of folks that we've seen come through the accelerator. One company is located in Altus, Oklahoma. It's called Fast Foam Suppression, and that is a self-contained firefighting apparatus that was built originally for cotton storage but has expanded to other industries like oil and gas and the Department of Defense. That's one we're really proud to have worked with, again, located right in Altus. But In the Weeds, as I mentioned, we work with all different sorts of businesses. So if you think, well, I didn't invent something new, that's okay. In the Weeds is still the place for you.
So the business you started down, you guys, or not you started, but it started up down there in business, How did you guys help? Can you kind of give us a ABC kind of deal, how you helped them get started? And it sounded like it was very successful.
Yes, that is a very successful company that we're quite proud of. When they came to us, they were already doing wonderful things. Oklahoma is so great that we have more support for a business than we even know what to do with. But if you're a business owner, it can be difficult to know where to start or who to call on for help. And so we helped that founder and CEO navigate the support resources. We introduced them to our network of individuals who can help. And one of those introductions actually led to unlocking a new customer segmentation. That customer segmentation was the Department of Defense, as I previously mentioned. So that device has applicability to go on aircraft carriers and to help prevent fires or maintain or put out fires for our nation's critical infrastructure. And so we were able to help them realize that that additional customer segmentation existed and then get them in touch with the folks that had could help them break into that industry.
Oh, that was great. I guess they're happy, ain't they?
I sure hope so.
Yeah. So so basically, this is a program, like, you guys are going to be here Wednesday at Arrowhead here in Elk City at the Arrowhead Center. And your topic, this is session two, correct?
It is.
Crafting your business blueprint with live plan. Can you give us a little more information? We still got about 3 or 4 minutes left. And I know on the email that I got here, it's whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, startup founder, or seasoned business owner, the masterclass offers valuable insights and practical skills to elevate your business planning efforts to the next level. Can you go a little more into that a little bit?
I sure can. So first, I think it's important to define what we mean when we say live plan. So live plan is a business planning software. And typically there's a cost to having that software because it does a lot of powerful things in making creating a business plan easier. Farm Bureau is covering that cost for 6 months. We will pay for you to have access to this service. What Live Plan does is it breaks a business plan down into bite-sized pieces. If anyone listening has ever tried to write a business plan, it can be so daunting. Where do you start? What do you include? Things of that nature. This software helps you to decide what you should write. But ultimately, we're making a business plan because we want to make money. And as we're trying to figure out how we're going to make money, it can be really important to build realistic financial projections. We want to know what's going to happen if the worst case scenario happens. Are you still going to make money? What if you have a really great year? What does a great year look like? These are all things that are so important for you to know as a business owner. And if you ever need funding, they're going to be a non-negotiable to have whoever is trying to give you money.
Right.
And this software helps you build all of those things in a way that is very easy to understand. And so our team will bring that software to Elk City on Wednesday, and they will teach whoever is in attendance how to use that software. And then folks can take that home and still have that tool available to them, and they'll get to use it for free because, again, Farm Bureau is paying for that access.
Well, how good a deal is that?
No kidding. I think everybody should come.
Yes. And then coming up in the third section, because I got listeners in northwestern Oklahoma, they're going to have one for the third section on unlocking lending opportunities with TEDC. At Fairview and Pryor, Alva and Drumright in July, Elk City in August. And so I'm glad I got this email. I'll keep everybody up to date, and I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to talk about it. And what time? And so they do need to register to come to this Wednesday, correct?
That is correct. And it's not too late to register, but basically – what you're telling us is by registering is that you'll be there so we can make sure to have a license to live planned turned on for you, and so we have enough food for you. Because not only are we giving you a license to this software, but we're also going to buy you dinner. So I highly recommend signing up on the Farm Bureau website at okfarmbureau.org. You can sign up there and let us know that you'll be in attendance, because we'd love to have you.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for taking your time out today. And if anybody's got any questions, get a hold of me. I've got a link to it, and I'll send it to you. Or just go to Oklahoma Farm Bureau's website, and In the Weeds, Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerators. You'll find it. It's pretty easy.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre America. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.